Now, today I'm showing you why women will oftentimes emotionally invest in the man who treats them worst out of all of the potential options that they could have. And this is a very important video, especially if you have a crush on a specific woman, or especially if you are wanting a long-term relationship one day with an amazing woman that ends up coming into your life. This video is going to be showing you an exact breakdown, specifically what a woman really wants to know deep down when she's with you. And I'm even going to show you how to execute this properly so that way you can use it in your dating life without even thinking, because I want it to become second nature for you. Now, after this video is over, I created a totally amazing presentation for you. All you have to do is click the link in the description, and I'm going to be showing you how you can use MBT, masculine behavioral techniques. You can take this process, copy paste it into your dating life, and get results way quicker compared to the majority of all the other men out there. So with that said, let's dive in. Okay, this is why women invest typically into the guy who treats them worst. And when I say invest, I'm talking about on an intimate level, as well as invest in that man emotionally, because she really likes him and she really wants to keep him. So here's what a woman really wants to know deep down. At all times when you are with a woman, she wants to know that you are the best that she can do. That's what she wants to know. She wants to know that when she looks at you, she wants to know that this is the best that I can possibly do. This is the best man that I can obtain. So here is why this happens. 24/7, through her mind, as she's optimizing hypergamy, she wants to see that you are the best bet to aid in her survival. Okay, she wants to know that you are the best, most strongest fit that she can obtain. So with that said, here's what you have to know. If her eyes are open and she's awake, okay, say this with me. If her eyes are open and she is awake, she is finding reasons or attempting to find reasons to disqualify you and to exit. Now, that's like a super harsh statement. So say this with me one more time before I kind of dissect it and show you why it's like this. If her eyes are open, okay, and she is awake and breathing fresh air, she is finding reasons or attempting to find reasons to disqualify you and to exit that relationship or to exit that dating interaction that she's having with you. Why would this be? Because at all times, she wants to know that hypergamy is satisfied and optimized, and this is how women oftentimes find the best fit. This has nothing to do with love. This has nothing to do with chemistry. This is rooted in Mother Nature, okay? This is rooted in the hardwiring and the process of how women decide which man they are going to invest in. So with that said, here's what I can tell you. You can blame the universe for dating being like this. You can blame Mother Nature for dating being like this, but you cannot blame women. The reason why you cannot blame women for this when it comes to dating is because they can't help it, right? This is hardwiring and this is all instinct. She instinctually makes these decisions subconsciously without even thinking about it. By treating a woman really well, here's what happens. She starts to doubt your sexual market value. She starts to look at you and say, I can probably do better. Or she starts to look at you and say, I'm the best that this guy can do or will ever do. Now, what you're going to notice, guys, is that that's why it's important to constantly improve your value year after year. It's important to constantly make sure you're becoming a more well-rounded, congruent, solidified, masculine man. However, here's what I can tell you. The guy who treats them like she is not a priority, or what some would say the worst, right? This is the guy who wins her heart. And she can't help it. And you can't help it either. This is just the way the world works. This is just the way dating is. This is just the way that dating operates. The reason why this is new information to you and for you is because not only have you probably discovered my channel, but you've probably realized that some of the old beliefs that you have held on to in the past, as you've grown up or as you've gotten older, have not served you to the level that you've wanted them to, which means that they are incorrect. If they are incorrect, that means you need to have the masculine maturity to just implement some new beliefs. So that's what we are doing, is we are taking old beliefs, we're getting rid of them, and we are putting in new beliefs, so that way you have ones that actually get you real life dating success. So the guy who treats them like she is not a priority, this is the guy who wins their heart. Now, when you operate this way, here's what happens. Is she sits back and she goes, well, my hypergamy is satisfied. It's optimized because clearly this guy has better things to do than to spend all this excess free time with me and text me all the time and make me a priority. So she goes, hypergamy is satisfied. That's number one. Number two, she says, well, he doesn't put me on a pedestal. Therefore, he's probably attracted women, you know, similar to my current attractiveness or my current level of beauty or whatever the case may be. Not only that, she sits there and she goes, well, he's also indifferent to my beauty. It doesn't really seem to do anything to him or for him. And she sits there and goes, he clearly finds me attractive because we're together, but it doesn't seem like my beauty controls him, like oftentimes it does to most other men. So on top of that, what she really sees is she sees that this is the type of guy who does not get attached, or this is the guy who is not attached to her. So when you operate with these four criteria right here, number one, hypergamy is satisfied. She sees that he doesn't put her on a pedestal. He's indifferent to her beauty and he doesn't get attached. She goes, oh my gosh, he must be my husband. I must stick with this guy no matter what because he is stronger than the rest. This is how you retain relationships. Okay, this is very important and this is something that most guys get totally wrong. Now, taking this a step further, okay, the guy who treats them really well, because I understand that some of you are still going to need to go out and learn on your own. So I'm going to try my best to save you all of that headache and just show you what happens, okay? The guy who treats them really well, here's what happens. She always doubts his value, and she doubts his value for a variety of reasons, okay? The first is because she wonders if she can do better. On top of that, she questions what she did to deserve to be treated so well in the first place. Then if you take that one step further, what's oftentimes going to happen is she leaves him. So when you take a look and you recap all of these, she doubts his value, she wonders if she can do better, she questions what she did to even deserve this level of treatment. All that's going to happen is she exits and she wants to find a guy who has better things to do than spend all of his excess free time hanging out with her. She wants to chase his validation. She wants to chase his approval. She wants to chase his attention. The second it is easily accessible, it no longer holds value. Things in life that are hard to obtain have more value, okay? So, here's what I can tell you. You can be rich. You can be high value. You can be good looking. It just doesn't matter. Women operate off of feelings, okay? All of these are materialistic, status-driven metrics that may look good on paper and it may help you attract women, but these do nothing to make that woman feel. Women operate off of feelings. So even if you have all the boxes checked in life and you look like you're going somewhere, here's the problem. Since they operate off of feelings, by treating her amazing, you bring her feelings that lead her to believe that you are inadequate for her. Say that with me one more time. By treating her amazing, you bring her feelings that lead her to believe that you are inadequate for her. She literally thinks you're not good enough. All because of the way you've treated her. And the way that you've treated her oftentimes will give her a sense of what a high priority she is in your life, and the way you treat her bring out those feelings. That relationship and that mutual exchange of feelings always has to have the dynamic where the leverage is working in your favor, so she respects your value, and so she respects your value as a man and your masculinity. Now, what's the conclusion? Because some of you, you're going to be seeing this, and it's going to be quite a shock. Now, if this is a shock to you, here's what I can tell you. The conclusion, okay, how to do this without being an asshole who takes things way too seriously. What you need to do is you just need to keep all of the women that you date at a distance, okay? Have that space and that separation so it looks like you have other things that you're focusing on in life. Here's what I can tell you. I don't even care if you're married. If you're married or you're in a long-term committed relationship, at times, you need to be distant so she wonders what you're up to, okay? What this is going to do is this is going to create mystery where she wants to now figure you out, okay? It's like leading her to a novel or a movie that she just can't finish. And she can't finish it because it's not over. There's still mystery. There's still open loops that she wants to close. So because of that, she starts to see that you now have your own life. And a man who has his own life, what she sees is she goes, well, he has a standard. He has a standard for living. And not only that, his desires don't control him. So what this really boils down to, when you're keeping these relationships at a distance, the most important thing, what this actually boils down to, what it's actually signaling in that woman's brain, is you're actually making a difference and you're bringing out a feeling that says this one thing subconsciously. And what you're actually saying is you're saying that you are not weak to her beauty. And a man that is not weak to a woman's beauty is a guy who's not putting her on a pedestal, and his desires do not control him. So this is why women typically invest in the man who does not necessarily make them a priority, or the man who, you know, doesn't necessarily treat them the best compared to all of the other guys that she could have. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button. I also want you to check out that webinar that I made for you down below in the description. It will totally transform your life, and we'll see you in the next one.